It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang!
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and we are closing out this week of the noise of the world. We are blocking it out so that we can build that life of de-stressed living. So far this week, we have covered the topics of how the noise of the world distracts us from our intent. It causes us to stumble and to get off track. The noise of the world also clouds our vision. It makes us look at things incorrectly. One, it tells us, and so we see things wrong. Two, it magnifies the focus so that what's not really that bad becomes really, really bad. The noise of the world also confuses our destination because it tells us that our way is wrong. And the noise of the world creates unnecessary burdens. We end up picking up things that are not meant for us. And we're weighed down with those things so that we can't do what we need to do. And finally, we are going to put on noise-canceling headphones. There is very little that works better about closing out the noise and the chaos of life around me than putting on noise-canceling headphones. I did this last night, and I was really focused in on what I was doing. I had the music turned up just to give me that little extra boost, too, and all of a sudden, there stood my husband next to me, and I just about wet myself. It canceled out the noise a little too well because I didn't hear him creeping up on me, and normally I do, and I'm sure he called my name at least once, but I couldn't hear anything. I was just, and it allowed me to really focus in on what I needed to do, and I was getting things done until my husband scared me. So in this journey to build a de-stressed life, we need to find ways to deal with the noise of the world by putting on our headphones. Now, yes, these are not actual headphones, although they may be, but for the most part, these are our imaginary headphones. These are the things that we're going to utilize, the practices that we're going to utilize that is going to allow us to cancel out the noise of the world. First, we're going to turn off the noise. We're going to block out the noise. We're going to turn up the hope. We're going to speak out the hope. And finally, we're going to find quiet. Because if you're in the quiet zone, then you don't have to worry about the noise of the world. When you are going along, doing what you need to do, it never fails that things happen. Just today was a great example for us. Literally from the word go, things started happening. And they got me off track so far. And what was amazing is I remember sitting down to the focus folder and thinking, okay, I'm 2 hours behind. And even though it was just 2 hours by the clock, it felt like I was, you know, half a day behind. I felt like there was a multiplication factor involved, because that's what the noise of the world does. It not just sets us back, it multiplies the backness of our set. So we're not just behind, we're really, really behind. Like my sign used to say, I'm so far behind, I think I'm first. But when we get to this place where we can create the canceling of the noise, we block it out, we protect ourselves from it, then we can still get stuff done. And when I sat down, I still planned out my focus folder, even though I was already behind. I still started checking things off the to-do list, even though I was still behind. And I got almost everything done because I quit allowing the noise of the world to distract me. I didn't pick up other people's burdens. You know, I did what I was supposed to be doing. The first thing that you need to do to put on your noise-canceling headphones is to just turn it off. Just turn it off. Turn off the TV, or turn off the social media, or turn off the games on your phone. I recently had a friend that went on vacation, and one of her commitments when she went on vacation was to not get on her phone. But because it had become such a habit for her, she eventually had to just delete all the apps that allowed her to check her social media and other correspondence. She just had to delete them off her phone while she was on vacation. But even then, the phone was so ingrained in her day that she would pick it up to check. And so what she ended up doing is using that time to clean up her phone. But we have to be okay with turning it off. Turn it off. If somebody is needing to get in touch with you, if it's really important, you know what they can use this phone for? There's this little part on this phone that has a keypad, and you can put in a number, and it will actually call the person on the other end. Yeah, you can actually use the phone as a phone. How about that? So the first thing is just turn off the noise. The second thing is to block out the noise. This can be a little more challenging, especially if you have children. But there are times when you just need to block it out because you have to put your head down and get it done, like I did with the headphones. I put them on, I blocked it out, and I just was getting things done. Now, for future reference, I will know to tell my husband that I am putting headphones on and I cannot hear what's going on around me. So please don't sneak up on me and scare me. But there are different ways you can block out the noise. You can close a door. If you have children, you'll still probably see the fingers. You can put on the headphones. You can lock yourself in your car. As crazy as that sounds, I used to love being able to take my kids to events because I would be able to sit in the car alone and no one would bother me and I would get stuff done. So we turn off the noise and we find ways to block out the noise. And we turn up the hope. The more noise that's bombarding you, the more you have to turn up the hope. When I put those headphones on and I turned on the music, I turned on my go-to music. I turned on Andrew Peterson. He has, for years, his music has been what soothes me, what calms me, what inspires me. From the Faith to Be Strong to the Counting Stars. I mean, I love Andrew Peterson. And that's what I had on. And I had it blaring. And it was just, it was so soothing and so calming and so blocking out the noise. So in turning up the hope, I doubled down on blocking out the noise. But what's great about turning up the hope is that the more hope you have in your life, the harder it is for the noise to penetrate your day. Even when things happen, instead of being a distraction, they're an opportunity because hope is so strong in what you're doing. I was facing a very challenging experience, and I did not know what to do. And it was frustrating because it wasn't just going to affect me, it was going to affect the people around me. And I was in the middle of a meeting and was just laying it all on the line. This is how it is, and this is what's going to happen, and this is where I'm going to be, and this is the decision I've made. And he smiled. And right after he smiled, the phone rang, and everything changed. And when I got off the call, because I had to stop the meeting to take the call, he said, I knew that. Everything that you just told me wasn't going to happen because you can see it on you. You believe it. You're pursuing it. You are speaking hope despite your circumstances. And when we turn up the hope, the possibilities begin to open up. We begin to have possibilities all around us. We begin to see positives, and we begin to see the doors and windows and garage doors, everything's opening up so that we can begin to live what we're designed to do. But that's only when we've got the hope turned up. If the hope isn't turned up, then the noise begins to creep in. And the more we let the noise creep in, the more we begin to focus on the noise. And the more we focus on that noise, the more difficult it becomes to see our purpose. So turn up the hope. And then speak out that hope. Speak out that hope. Say what you believe. Say what you see in your heart, not in your eyes. Begin to speak the hope, and it adds a layer of protection to your life. When I get up in the morning, I added an affirmation to the mirror. So every time I look in the mirror, I'm reminded of what I believe. I believe, I believe. Because the more I speak that I believe statement, the more it settles down into my heart. Remember, what you put in your eyes and your ears, that's what settles down into your heart to drive you and direct you on your journey. What you speak comes from that as well. So now we're doubling it down. The things that we've planted in our heart, we're speaking out. So again, we're putting it in our ears so it can even settle deeper into our hearts. So we turn off the noise, we block out the noise, we turn up the hope, and we speak out the hope, and we find quiet. And we're okay with that quiet. Lock yourself in the back room, and don't tell anybody you're there. Go sit down by the water. Go turn on the faucet in the bathroom so that you can hear the running water, but that's all you hear. It's white noise, so it's a good thing. So you begin to rest in the quiet, and then practice breathing. Listen to your breath. Breathe in and hold it. You know, breathe in for a count of six and hold it. And then breathe out for a count of 10 and hear the breath that comes in and hear the breath as it goes out. And what you're doing is calming your heart, and you're calming your mind, and you're calming your space. And in doing all that, you cancel out the noise of the world. It doesn't have a place to hang on to you. So you don't hear it. It's still there. The noise of the world is still there, but you've turned it off and you've blocked it out and you've covered your life in hope and quiet and calm. So even when the circumstances are crazy and the noise is out there and chaos ensues, you are distressed because you have blocked out all of that noise. Look, the world is not going to stop trying everything it can do to cause stress in your life, because remember, stress is what gets you off track. When you stress your vehicle, it gets wonky. When you stress your relationships, they get wonky. When you stress your body, it gets wonky, because stress causes us to get off track. And if we're going to live life that is bold and purposeful and aiming for big dreams, then we have to stay on track. We have to create a focus that cancels the noise. We have to be so locked in on what we're doing that nothing can stop us. We have to find those creative ways to stop that noise from infiltrating into our lives and causing us to do something different than what it is we know we're supposed to be doing. Sometimes it's a big thing, sometimes it's a little thing. So we know now that the noise of the world distracts our intent. It gets us to look away. And you cannot walk a straight line and look away. If you're going to walk that straight line, you have to be looking at that end point. You have to stay focused on where you're going. And the noise of the world clouds that vision, right? When others say it looks if somebody tells you it's a green sky and you wake up and that's all you ever heard, it's a green sky, to you it's a green sky because that's what you've been told. So noise is going to cancel your vision until you see something other than what you see. The noise of the world is going to confuse your destination because you have a place you're supposed to be going. You have a unique design. You have a purpose in this world. And the more you understand your heart seed and uncover it and begin growing it, the more you're going to step out into that possibility. But the world is going to tell you, you have lost your mind. You cannot do that. You cannot walk that path because the world does not want you doing what you are uniquely designed to do. That is outside what they want. And if you step outside what they want, you take their control. And they want power. But the only way the world can have power is if you give it to them. And you give it to them when you listen to the lies and the deceit and the delusions of your destination. Your destination is designed for you by the one who designed you. Hold on to that. And the noise of the world creates burdens that you were never designed to carry. There are things that you're going to have to do in order to get to where you want to go. There are things that you're going to have to choose to give up in order to get to where you want to go. But if you're busy picking up everybody else's burdens, you're not going to have time to get rid of what you aren't supposed to be doing, much less do what you need to do. So the noise of the world creates those extra burdens. And finally, we've learned today that there is a way to cancel the noise of the world. And when we cancel out the noise of the world, we become free to do our purposeful steps. We can step out into the design that we were created to fulfill. We can step out in confidence. We can step out in boldness. We can step out in joy and hope because we're doing what we're designed to do, and the noise of the world is not hindering that journey. But there's one key to all of this. It's your choice. You have to choose what you were designed to do. You have to choose to cancel out the world, and you have to choose to settle into that quiet in order to live out that design. But when you do, not only will you live a de-stressed life, but you will change the world. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Please head over to growinghoperadio.com if you've missed any of the episodes on being de-stressed. And there are some free goodies over there for following or building a de-stressed life. Next week, we are going to be talking about laughing matters. Because laughing matters. When we find laughter and hold to laughter, we're healthier people. We're better people, and we definitely enjoy the journey more. And when we enjoy the journey more, the people around us will enjoy the journey more. You can also connect with me on social media. I am Catherine C. Lang over on Twitter, where you can also join the Twitter chat that we have every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Central. We follow the content of the week on the podcast, and we talk about it on Twitter. And on Facebook, I am the Catherine C. Lang. Come on over, join the conversation, share with me some of the de-stressing things that you're putting into action because we have to take action to live out these de-stressed lives. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.